Hi and welcome back to another episode of Reese Kerrane's podcast. This is the season 1.5 which we started last week and it is being received well. And today we have with us Mr. Ram Kesavan. Ram.
Hi, Gwen. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you, Ram?
Good. Continuous lockdown. And extending more and more.
More and more time on content.
Yes.
So we actually, this is the first time we are actually putting a lot more different forms of content than ever, I think.
Yeah, like we spoke last time, this difficulty is giving us a lot of opportunities
to explore and implement, actually. Not just explore, yep, but implement.
True.
Exactly. And today I'm going to talk something about leadership, Ram. We are going to talk something about leadership.
Okay.
I think leadership is one of the most talked about stuff in the recent times, with the, you know, like the blow up in revolution of, you know, like information technology and all the companies that are recently starting up. So I used to read about a lot about management and leadership, and there was a saying which started saying that management is like getting work from limited resources for a specific goal, but a leader will take the organization to the vision that it actually envisioned.
So difference between a manager and a leader.
Yeah.
The two lines in between separating two people.
Yeah, I think we would have learned a lot about this on our MBA classes and, you know, like whatnot. So I think we can talk about the evolution of leadership from different perspectives, and then we can come to like what kind of modern leadership is prevalent in this time right now and how this can, you know, like propel in the distant future. So I'll just start about by saying that when I was in college, or when I started to, you know, like understand what leadership was, I used to look at certain people and I used to think, okay, this guy is actually a leader because he gets things done. He, you know, like when he talks something, I actually want to listen. So how do you feel? How do you see like a person who is capable of doing something or who is capable of influencing people to do something?
No, it is a big coincidence. So I've been talking with my sister for the whole day when she said today, like, we used to play a lot together when we were young. So she said, you never let me take the hero role when we used to have imaginary games. Either I was the friend or the doctor who gets killed at the end.
Okay.
And whenever you ask me why I'm not the hero, you say, like, if you want to be the hero, you can be the hero, but you have to tell what to do next.
Right. Okay.
So one of the biggest objective of any leader all throughout time and age, I believe it is, you know, they are able to foresee things and say, okay, this is the right path, and okay, go further. And if it is not the right path, take the blame.
Right.
See what you can do.
And taking the entire responsibility for whether it's a positive thing or a negative thing.
Yeah. Funny thing, like, I have seen a lot of leadership people saying the leader should not take benefits of the, you know, if it is a happy ending, the leader should not take benefits out of it. And if it is sad, the leader should take responsibility for it. I still have no idea why people say that.
Is it like an actual factual thing, or is it like made up?
No, big, like Simon or Simon Sinek, all of these guys telling leaders should eat last. Leaders should. Leaders should.
They make the team content and then they feast on it after that.
If it is big, if it is successful, give it to the team. If it is a failure, take it on yourself. I do not know. Basically, best thing a leader should do is make everybody around him leaders. Empower everybody, make everybody leaders. So if it is happy, all of you are happy. If it is sad, all of you are sad.
Okay. So it will be an integral part of elevating everyone to the leadership position, not just...
Yeah.
So we think a lot about, you know, like what are the roles that a good leader should have, and what are the traits and personalities that a leader will have. So the one consistent thing is a leader will be courageous enough to take some action. So I was pondering about it for a while, and I thought, okay, let's take a leader from, you know, like history, a hypothetical leader who wants to disrupt the market with a certain technology. So we will call him courageous because he wants to innovate something and he wants to bring something new to the industry.
Okay.
But the courage will be perceived in such a way that he would not know that if the product will be successful or not. So he takes the entire blame, or what you say, the entire accountability of his success.
Many of our scientists who are actually market disruptors were called mad fellows.
Right. And it takes lots of courage, because that is one of the highlighting points of how it makes them the leader.
Yeah, correct. I think Galileo, the telescope guy, was right. called man. The earth is everybody who was disrupting the ideology, the thoughts of people were always called man. I think even recently this blockchain technology has come and people call the first person to try it man. I think he even died. So it happens. It has always been happening.
And it's like a consortium of leaders trying to take the world to the next level.
Yeah, this creative people, the people who can think one step beyond. There's a very minor number of people. I recently read a quote. It said, we forget the people who can think beyond and we are keeping the people who take orders and make them look as God. And the people who are able to... Yeah, the people who are able to think beyond, we are not even considering them. They have been sent out of the system. They are not accepted within the system. These people are not... These people should actually be nurtured within the system. The current day system does not allow any of these people to come out. That is one huge problem in current day. And I believe that is why we have... I don't want to mention the world. There's nothing. These kind of lunatic leaders all around us.
Right.
We see Kim. We see Trump. And a lot more.
Right. No, like, why is that, like, we want, like, powerful leaders... in terms of any company or in an organization, we support them, we, you know, like we nurture them and everything. But when it comes to governing us, the, you know, like the core part of our existence, we take very bad decisions. And, you know, like even Trump was like, he made like some ludicrative, you know, like statements on live television. But still people desire to elect for him. And now they are blaming him why he's doing stuff like that. Because we knew that he will be doing stuff like that in the past itself. But why is that, like, people collectively do this over and over again?
So again, it is people, leadership is a very, what do you say, a quality that should be a part of the system. I believe that is why we are all like this. We still do not understand as a collective group of people, if all of us are ready to take blame, all of us are ready to, you know, take part in the success, we would not look up to a leader like that and say yes or say no.
Okay.
Or feel bad of choosing that particular person. We would have the guts straight away to go say, no, I do not want you, please step down. And I am seeing it is happening in America, but not in India. People are rallying against their leader. People have the power. People, the press has the power. Everybody are doing it in the US, but we are not able to see it in a country like North Korea or a country like India, where people are still scared.
Right.
People are still not yet that much educated, or they have not yet undergone this kind of knowledge in their life. The experience of this knowledge of
their perspective, the perspective
has not yet changed. I believe China is also the same way. Russia, I have no idea, but might be the same way, because if one leader is able to, you know, take over them till 2038, there is something wrong. With the exposure and the perspective of the people they are in.
I understand.
So this must all be part of our roots. As now we
which
all
is,
are
which
able,
it is not.
Which it's not. Which I believe is the change that should be there. Which we have been talking, like, why are changes very hard? This change should, if this change comes into our system, I believe everything around us will become much better. The choices that we make, the decisions that are going to happen around us, both in micro level and in macro level, are going to be very different.
Right. And one of the types of leaders that is charismatic leaders. So we obviously, like, choose charismatic leaders in terms of entertainment and not when it comes to, you know, like a person who actually has the power to, you know, like, rule us all. So we kind of put entertainment and reality in a fact where we focus more on something that is important to us in terms of us finding it amusing and us wanting it to be happening.
Like, can you give me a small example of a charismatic leader?
A charismatic leader is someone who can influence people
A live example.
Oprah Winfrey, you know, like a celebrity who is able to do a talk show, you know, like someone who is able to do, you know, like...
We don't call Oprah a leader.
No, I'm saying just an example of a charismatic leader who loses using his charisma and not just...
Okay, lose people on their charisma, okay.
Because that is very popularly known. So when you take politics or, you know, when you take any other business industry as an example, only the people inside it will know. But this corresponding example will show in terms of entertainment. So we used to see, you know, like a celebrity as a leader, and like you see Vijay, you see Ajit, like people follow them for the charisma. But it is not actually very useful. But people who actually have the power to, you know, like change the world will not be taken very seriously.
So you say they lack the charisma?
No, charisma is not the only way to, you know, like take things forward.
No, these people whom you said who want to save the world, Greta.
Okay.
Greta was a person who said she wants to save the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right now in our minds, we do not take that issue. Our mind is not yet taking that issue of mm-hmm. global warming as a serious issue.
Right. And there is also this thing where they still believe climate change is not real.
Yeah, I just saw a video of Delhi back in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
It is smoky. It is
in 1995.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we are still not able to accept it. And now it's more worse.
Mm-hmm.
So that states, it shows that, okay, all of your cities are going to become like that.
Mm-hmm.
But still, as we have not, all of us in India have seen both this difference, how it has been in 1995 in Delhi,
mm-hmm.
how it is right now in Delhi, and mm-hmm. your city is right now like how it is in 1995 Delhi, so the next 10 years it's going to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
We are not able to program that in our head.
Mm-hmm.
So once we do that, I believe this charisma, everything comes because based on the human beings' need, the herds' need, the mass mm-hmm. population's need.
Mm-hmm.
Then every charisma is going to, the entertainer's charisma is going to change.
Okay, okay.
This guy during, what's his name, Bob Marley.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Marley was spreading world love. He killed, literally, he was able to pull in more people than anybody. Gandhi
mm-hmm.
was able to pull in more people than anybody. Jesus is pulling more people than anybody. And all these people are, I don't believe they are charismatic people.
Mm-hmm.
These people were during the hardest time of mankind.
Right.
When it was...
when there was no media, there was nothing, right?
When there was dictatorship, when mm-hmm. people were suppressed by superpowers,
mm-hmm.
these people came and spread love. So the need for love was more, the need for equality was more during these times. So I don't think charisma plays a very important factor, but the ideology and the
so
requirement
the fact,
of the ideology.
The fact that we don't know what we need is going to be a big problem.
Yeah, we don't know what we need. That's why all these movie stars are hit right now. All these our pop singers are hit right now.
Right.
Or else I don't think they are not even going to exist.
Mm-hmm. No, I can understand how these pop singers are hit right now, because these people who listen to music think that they have depression and they want to fill a void. So they, like, I think Bob Marley was one of the musicians who, you know, like catered to a bigger set of audience using his music as well. So he was known for smoking weed and all, but still he also promoted love through his music as well. So I kind of understand that. But this movie stars who, you know, like portray some weird or, you know, like elevated enhanced reality of what life can be, that is not in, like, fairly acceptable.
Yeah, no, our movie stars today,
mm-hmm.
like, we are heroes today, our okay. leaders today are from Marvel and Avengers.
Okay
that I is think... what our generation below are looking at.
Okay.
I had a very bad dream. Mm-hmm. I had a very bad dream where we are at the end of apocalypse and, like, mm-hmm. okay, the human race gets eradicated.
Okay.
And the only thing that is going to exist are small bits and pieces of CDs and DVDs of Marvels and Avengers. And
okay.
once human beings are going to come back,
mm-hmm.
they're going to look at them as gods.
Okay. Just like what we did, like, before.
We might have done.
Right.
Our Hindu gods or any gods,
mm-hmm.
if we are going to, you know, lose our existence now or lose our memory now, and these are the only data that are available,
mm-hmm.
I believe people will think of them as gods.
Okay. They might not know what VFX is. They might not know what enhanced reality is.
Right. Okay, this really existed. It's not just stories. There are true things.
Because there is nothing to put in comparison to.
Yeah, correct.
Right. So
we believe stories, they'll believe movies.
Exactly. So we'll come back to the, you know, like the business perspective of leadership. So in terms of a time like this, where you know, like a leadership is very essential, and it has to be done through a phone call or it kind of has to be done remotely, it surely does change the dynamics of how a leadership will work. Because in a work environment, you collectively put, you know, like smart people together, and they, you know, like they nurture each other, and they come up. So, what is the time where a digitally transforming company will take in alignment with a leadership ability that is very much needed at the time, which is very hard.
During these times, leaders, it is the hardest time for them, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But people emerge as leaders right now. During the worst times, all the faults, all the charismatic people whom you said, mm-hmm. are lost.
Okay, so the hard times will give rise to new leaders.
So the new ones.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All your stories.
Who are actually trying to help, you know, like something.
The rational ones, the non-charismatic ones, the real ones, mm-hmm. will survive.
Mm-hmm.
And they will show the true, you know, path to their being.
Mm-hmm.
So a leader is someone who actually has some people with him.
Okay.
So they will.
Okay.
So during this time is when all these falsy people will go down. And I am seeing a lot of people, especially a lot of influencers,
okay.
dying right now.
Okay.
If you're going to take the digital media, I see a lot of influencers who are not able to do anything, who mm-hmm. call themselves so-and-so, I am this, I am that,
mm-hmm.
I'm an expert in this, I'm an expert in that. I don't see them doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing small people helping out a lot of people.
Right. So the actual leaders will not expect anything in return for the work that they are going to put in, right?
True.
Okay. So it's the, what do you call that? It's selflessness. So more than courage, selflessness is also a very
Correct.
Influencing factor.
But a leader with a group of people, imagine you run a company.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a group of people. So mm-hmm. right now you going to do an act of selflessness on the street
mm-hmm.
in India. Mm-hmm. Without proper, what do you say, safety measures.
Okay.
I would not suggest that as a good leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Right now is the time when you have to stay home, stay indoors,
mm-hmm.
be a good leader, tell your people to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
You have your people.
Okay.
Tell your people to, it is not about right now showing off.
Right.
I saw like really stupid videos right in the beginning of the lockdown, one MLA or MP guy from some state in Tamil Nadu pouring water into the foots of police guys and getting Ashirvadam.
Okay.
Pada Vanakam. So
okay.
that is not leadership.
Okay. That is like blatantly promoting themselves for some attention.
Yeah. True. So a lot of people actually did that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not the time for us to do that.
Okay. A leader will not look for selfishly like promoting himself in a time of hardship.
Correct. But that is the duty.
Right. But the people in need will find him eventually.
Correct.
When the times are hard.
If his duty is to save the nation, I was a big hater or anti fan of Narendra Singh Modi.
Okay.
But right now I'm looking up at him.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea why. Because the decisions that he took, fast decisions, keeping the economy away, saying I want to save my people,
mm-hmm.
lockdown after lockdown after lockdown,
mm-hmm.
getting his hands dirty. He knows people are going to go against him. He knows the economy is going against the country. He knows he has to lead the country for the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But still, okay, no. I am going to try. I have taken a decision. I'm going to put all my countrymen inside their houses and I'm trying my best.
Okay. The current
maybe his implementation wise, I don't think it is working.
Right.
It is not working 100%. But still,
okay.
the idea of not letting my people die.
Right,
where
right.
in other countries, it was like, no, you can do this, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
It is up to you to decide. But
right.
he knew the Indian mentality and said,
how no, people will react to a lockdown.
How people react. So he did it. That is a courageous decision for a leader. So for this, I stand with our Prime Minister.
Right.
So for a leader, I think that is a good example.
Exactly, yes. So we already talked about the political aspects of the things. And after this, this digital transformation as a trend, fad will change into a trend and it will become a routine. And
True.
when in a time where there is advent of cyborgs into the country, cyborgs into the business. So how will you
who
think...
Would you like to have cyborgs into the business?
I don't know, because that will be the first time interacting with, because we are already being used to, you know, like talking to an artificial intelligence, because I use Google, assistant for, you know, like setting up the alarm and something like that, and it makes my job easier. But I think it is like a very small percentage of what we are exposed to. But once it, you know, like has its own kind of, you know, like a structure or anything like that, because the things that people do in technology is like humongous. It's increasing at a heavier speed than normal. But what do you think if a cyborg can come in and replace an actual person? And would you say if it makes very good decisions, and would you call it, you know, like a courageous if it replaces an actual leader?
Right now, when I'm looking at the world, I do not like the way how it is actually going.
Okay.
No, purely digital is not good.
Okay.
Only digital is not good.
Right.
Right now, we should also be putting in the same amount. There should be a company like Google in the world, which is working that much on biology. It's funded that much to do researches on biology, on biotechnology, on genetic engineering.
On agriculture and stuff.
No, on human biology.
Right. Okay.
So that
understanding
at
us.
One point, you can blend in both these things together.
Okay. So it should not be like you know, like the technology company deciding what it's going to be, but it has to have equal parts of biology so that it
we
has
have
some
never
kind of...
never like one the triangle that
right.
I always love. So the triangle consists of biology, information technology, and the other thing is chemical.
Okay. Mm.
So physical. All these three things should work together. If it is not going to work together, we are not going in the right path.
Okay. Because all the sci-fi movies that we used to see will be, you know, like developed by you know, like a computer scientist or someone who understands computers. So there will be no touch with, you know, like the biology or
the biology part. And the biology guy does not have any touch with it. You're going to ask the biology guy. He does not know what to do, type in a computer, what to code in a computer.
Okay.
So should come to a.
So hand in hand walking with, you know, like biology and information technology is what
a
future leader would be.
If cloning is banned in the world, then artificial intelligence should also be banned in this world.
Okay.
If cloning is allowed, artificial intelligence can be allowed.
Okay, I think that is one of the weirdest ways to conclude the podcast. So thank you so much, Ram. I think we talked a lot about leadership in different perspectives. We went business, we went political, we went, you know, like even weird hypothetical scenarios that don't even exist. So thank you so much, Ram. I think this podcast will be a nice way of consuming how a leader could be and how a leader should be. So thank you so much, Ram. Thank you for the time. And I think we'll end this episode. Thank you so much for listening to this specific podcast. And we'll see you again in another video. This is Raju Gohan, and this is
Ram Kesavan. Bye-bye.
Signing off. Take care. Bye-bye.